第一节到第三节。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 3.
请我们大家一起来读。
Let us read together.
大卫在大卫城为自己建造宫殿，又为神的约柜预备地方，支搭帐幕。那时大卫说，除了利未人之外，无人可抬神的约柜，因为耶和华拣选他们抬神的约柜，且永远侍奉他。大卫召集以色列众人到耶路撒冷，要将耶和华的约柜抬到他所预备的地方。好，我们再读这一章的25-26节。
We will read the same chapter, verse 25-26.
于是大卫和以色列的长老并千夫长都去从俄别以东的家，欢欢喜喜地将耶和华的约柜抬上来。神施恩给抬耶和华约柜的利未人，他们就献上七只公牛、七只公羊。我们再读新约提摩太后书。
Now let's turn to the New Testament, 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我主为主被求的为耻，总要按你的能力与我为福音同受苦难。好，那么这里说到，你不要以给我们主做见证为耻。
Here says, do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord.
那么对，最好是应该翻作，你不要以我们主的见证为耻。
Do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
这不仅说到为主做见证。
Not only to testify about our Lord.
这乃说到一个主的见证。
But also the testimony of the Lord.
我们再读第二章。
We will turn to chapter 2.
第一到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要教得大众心能教导别人的人。你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。好，我们圣经就读到这里。
This is all the scripture reading this morning.
刚才我们所读的历代志上。
The scripture which we read in 1 Chronicle.
那大卫说这句话的时候是有一个背景的。
When David spoke those words, he has some background.
大卫在这里给我们看见。
He indicated to us.
他说除了利未人之外，没有人可以抬神的约柜。
Besides the Levites, no one may carry the ark of God.
因为耶和华拣选他们抬神的约柜。
Because God has chosen them to carry the covenant.
并且要他们永远侍奉神。
And that they shall serve the Lord forever.
这句话是有背景。
There is a background to his word.
这个背景呢，就是在这个十三章里面。
And the stories came from chapter 13.
大卫实在是一个爱神的人。
David is one who loves the Lord.
当他做了国王，做了君王之后。
After he became the king.
那他就他自己住在那个香柏木的王宫里面。
He lived in the palace that was built with the cedars of Lebanon.
他就想到神的约柜还在旷野里面。
And he remembered that God's Ark of Covenant is still in the desert.
所以一方面他在打发人去寻找神的约柜。
So on one hand, he sent people to seek for the Ark of God.
等到找来找去他找到了。
And finally he found it.
在基列隐耶林那个地方找到了。
And he found it at Kiriath.
好像约柜已经迷失了好多年。
It seems that the ark has been lost for many years.
没有省多少人是纪念约柜的事。
And no one remember about the ark of God.
也没有什么人到约柜那去敬拜神。
And no one went to worship the Lord at the ark of God.
所以约柜飘落在旷野里面。
And so the ark was wandering in the wilderness.
落到基列耶林。
Until it landed in Kiriath.
当大卫找到约柜之后。
When David found this ark.
他就有心愿要把耶和华约柜抬到抬到耶路撒冷。
And David had a will to bring this ark of God to the palace.
他这个为了耶和华约柜预备了一个安居的所在。
And he wants to prepare a resting place for the ark of God.
虽然那时候圣殿还没有建立起来。
Even though at that time we do not have the temple.
但是大卫他有心愿把耶和华约柜再抬上来。
But David has a will to bring up the ark first.
那抬到这个耶路撒冷那里。
And bring the ark of God to Jerusalem.
还好在约柜跟前在敬拜神。
So that he can worship.The Lord before the ark.
这是一件非常好的事。
This is a very good thing.
这不仅是他里头的心愿。
Not only it is the will of David.
这也是那神的心意。
It is also the will of God.
当他和以色列人那些领袖们在商量这件事情的时候。
When David was consulting with the commanders.
他们都非常赞成。
They all agreed to the idea.
他们觉得这是很好的一件事。
And they think this is a good idea.
所以大卫就欢欢喜喜的他做了一个一辆新车。
So joyfully, David had built a new car.
他要把这个约柜要运到这个从吉利以林运上来。
To transport the ark of God from Kiriath Jearim.
当这个约柜抬到这个车上面。
When they moved the ark of God to this new car.
在那里走路的时候。
And as they were walking.
当然前面有很多的约柜在很多的这个乐器在赞美神。
They were playing musical instruments to praise the Lord.
还有大卫和那些领袖们在耶和华约柜的面前极力在那跳舞。
And David and the elders were dancing before the ark.
他们非常的兴奋。
They were all very excited.
心里也充满了欢喜快乐。
And their heart was filled with joy.
因为他们把约柜找到了。
Because they had found the ark.
现在他们把约柜要运上来。
And now they're going to bring the ark to Jerusalem.
那就在他们欢喜的时候。
Just as they were rejoicing.
忽然间这个引导牛失牵挺。
And because the oxen has lost its forefoot.
那么就这个月桂差一点呢都倒下来了。
And the ark almost fell off the cart.
那旁边有一个乌撒在那里他就用手来扶着月桂。
And there was a man named Uzzah, he tried to stop the ark from falling.
都记得这个故事。
You all remember the story.
这个神非常不喜欢这件事。
And God was not happy with it.
一只乌撒就死在神的面前。
And so the result was Uzzah died before God.
当大卫遭遇了这样不幸的事。
When David saw this tragedy.
他心里很难过。
And he was filled with sorrow.
他也非常失望。
He was also disappointed.
当然他也感觉很惧怕。
And he was afraid.
他说这是耶和华约柜。
He said this is the ark of God.
我怎么能把它抬上来呢？
How can I bring the ark up?
从那时候他不晓得该怎么做才好。
And so he did not know what to do.
那么他就不敢。再继续进行这件事。
And he was afraid to proceed to bring the ark up to Jerusalem.
以至于约柜就抬到俄贝以东的家里面。
And the ark was brought to the household of Obed-Edom.
差不多有三个月多久的时间。
For about 3 months.
当大卫回去考虑这件事情时。
When David returned home to consider about this.
另外一方面他也读主的话语。
On one hand, he also studied the word of God.
思想神的话。
And consider the words of God.
为什么会遭遇这样的难处？
Why did he met such tragedy?
岂不是神的心意吗？
Isn't this the will of God?
岂不是神所喜欢的一件事情吗？
Isn't God pleased with this idea?
为什么会遇见这样不幸的事情呢？
And why he met such tragedy?
他里面一定是有原因的。
There must be a reason in it.
所以当他读主的话语的时候，
So when he was studying the word of God,
他里头就蒙了光照。
He was enlightened.
他看见这约柜不可以用牛车在那去去拉的。
He realized that the ark of God cannot be carried by an oxen cart.
那神这个约柜乃是祭那个利未来抬的。
The Levites must be the one who carries the ark.
那么这是神所定规的一件事情。
Because God has commanded it.
所以当他明白了这件事之后，
When he understood this,
他里头那困惑当然消失了。
And he lost all his doubts.
那问题解决了。
He solved the problem.
他知道他这一件得罪了神。
He knew that he has sinned against God.
他不当自作主张啊。
He should not do things by his own will.
那做一辆新车，再把约柜再运上来。
And make a new car to transport the
ark. 因为神的心意乃是要利未人在那抬约柜。
Because God's will is for the Levites to carry the ark.
所以他就召集利未人。
And he called the Levites.
那么带他们一同把约柜在那抬上来。
And asked them to bring up the ark.
当还没有去之前。
And before he went.
那么大卫读过主的话之后。
But after David had read the word of God.
他就明白了神的心意。
He realized God's will.
那么他就说了这句话。
And he spoke these words.
他说除了利未人之外，没有人可以抬神的约柜了。
He says no one but the Levites may carry the ark of God.
因为耶和华拣选他们抬神的约柜。
Because the Lord chose them to carry the ark of the Lord.
那么这个是那个神的心意。
This is the will of God.
虽然这个新车是很好的
，Even though a new car is very good，
当然用车去把月桂运上来也是很方便的一件事情
，And it's also very convenient。
但是神不是要好的，神不是看方法好不好的问题
，But God doesn't care if the method is good。
也不是看有没有果效、功效的问题
，Or how effective the idea was。
神所注意那是他的旨意
，But what God cares about is His will。
那是那个他所定位的
，And what He has said。
神乃是那个拣选利未人抬耶和华约柜。
God has chosen the Levites to carry the ark。
除了耶利未人之外
，And besides the Levites，
没有一个人有资格来抬耶和华约柜。
No one can be qualified to carry the ark。
也没有任何的方法能来抬耶和华约柜。
And there's no other method to move the ark of God。
因为神拣选了利未人。
Because God has chosen the Levites。
那么这是那个这个背景。
This is the background to the story。
所以当利未人在把耶和华约柜抬上来的时候
，And when the Levites brought up the ark of God，
他们一面在那里在唱诗，在赞美。
On one hand, they were singing songs and praise.
一面当然欢喜快乐。
And they rejoiced.
那么这样就把耶和华约柜运到耶路撒冷。
And they brought the ark of God to Jerusalem.
运到那个大卫那个居住的所在。
And to the city of David.
那么这里还有一句话。
And here's another verse.
我想这句话等到下面我会要说到了。
And later on, I shall mention it.
那弟兄姊妹，在这我们要看见一件事。
But brothers and sisters, this
is real. 神是把那个约柜托付给利未人的。
God has committed.The job of the ark to the Levites.
来看守神的月柜。
The Levites are to watch over the ark.
要行动的时候，利未人把月柜抬在他肩上面。
When they are about to move, the Levites are the one who carries the ark.
他们那个负这个责任。
They're responsible.
那抬着月柜，那一直在向前去。
To carry the ark forward.
这是神所拣选的。
This is what God has said.
这是神所托付给他们的一件事情。
This is what God has committed.
弟兄姊妹，神为了这件事非常积极的。
And for this, God is jealous.
其实。那么用个新车来去运，这也是不是一件很了不起的很严重的错误
？Actually, it's not a big mistake to move the ark with a new car.
但是我们要看见神为什么把这种看得那么严重呢
？But we must know why God thinks this is so serious.
那就给我们看见神为了利未人是非常积极。
And we know that God is jealous for the Levites.
神把这件事托付给他们。
God has asked them to be responsible for
this. 这是不仅是一件非常重大的一件事。
And it's a great thing.
也是非常荣耀的一件事。
It's also a glorious work.
除了利未人之外
，besides the Levites,
没有人一个人有没有一个人有资格来抬耶和华约柜。
No one is qualified to carry the ark.
也不可以任何用任何意见任何一件事情来代替利未人。
And there's no other method to substitute this God's will.
神把这件事看得很。
God think is serious.
弟兄姊妹，什么是神的约柜
？What is the ark of covenant?
神的约柜乃是代表主的见证。
The ark of covenant is testimony.
若是我们读过旧约
，If we study the Old Testament,
稍微有一点了解的话
，And we have some understanding,
我们看见这个约柜乃是受到主耶稣基督见证。
We see that this ark of covenant is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
无论是从它的意义来、字义来、字义来说。
And from the meaning of the word,
或者是它的构造来说
or from the structure of the word,
或者是从它内容方面来说
or from the content of the word,
那都是给我看见我们主耶稣他是怎样的一位
It all describes to us our Jesus Christ
这个约柜就是把主耶稣在那表明出来的
This Ark of Covenant represented Christ
当然乃是在旧约里头乃是用代表的方式
Of course in the Old Testament God used representation
来给我们看见我们主耶稣是怎样一位
To describe Jesus Christ to us
那么在新约里面
But in the New Testament This testimony,
神乃是托付给他的教会。
God has given this testimony to His church,
托付给那个神的儿女们。
And to His people,
那我们是来负责那个主的见证。
We are responsible for His testimony.
主是把他的见证托付给我们。
Because He has entrusted us
with His testimony. 那么什么是主的见证呢
？And what is the testimony?
刚才我已经提过一点。
I have just mentioned a little bit.
那个主的见证说出主耶稣是谁。
The testimony describes what Jesus is.
就说出主耶稣他是怎样的一位。
And how he is.
弟兄姊妹，这是主所托付给我们的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what God has entrusted us.
主不是把一个工作托付给我们。
He did not give us a work.
让我们做一个怎样伟大的工作。
So that we shall accomplish some great work.
主也不是把一种制度在托付给我们。
He did not give us an, uh, uh, a, a, ordinance.
要我们维持一种什么样的制度？
Or to keep something.
主也不是把一种教训或者一种道理托付给我们。
Or he did not give us a teaching or doctrine to keep.
也可能这些教训是出于圣经的。
Maybe the teachings are from the Bible.
也可能这些道理都是很有功效果效的。
Maybe these doctrines are very effective.
但是主不是把这些托付给我们。
But God did not entrust us with all these.
他是托付给我一件事情。
He only entrusts us with one thing.
他是乃是把主的见证那儿托付给我们。
But he entrusts us with the testimony.
他是把他儿子的见证托付给我们。
The testimony of his son.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们该负责任的。
And this is what we need to be responsible for.
这也是神所看重的一件事情。
And this is what God thinks is important.
这也是在神看是非常严肃的一件事情。
And he also deems serious.
只有我们这些蒙恩得救的人。
Only our the blessed ones.
我们这些神的儿女们。
The chosen of God.
我们才有资格来那个接受这托付。
That we had the qualification of inheritance.
我们才有资格来担负这个见证。
And to carry on the testimony.
因为神拣选我们。
Because God has chosen us.
要我们来担负那个神儿子的见证。
To carry on the testimony of His Son.
把神的儿子在那表现出来。
And to manifest his son.
彰显出来。
To reveal his son.
不仅是给世人看见。
Not only to show the people.
也是给空中执政掌权的那些黑暗的权势而看见。
But even the ruling authority in the air and underneath.
神的儿子是这样一位。
That how Jesus Christ is.
很早以前我曾经和弟兄姊妹讲过这件事。
Very long time ago, I have shared.
当我们说到主的见证的时候
，When we talk about the testimony of
Christ, 在提摩太前书，在提摩太后书里面也告诉我们。
And Second Timothy also tells us.
他说这个见证是怎样的一个见证呢
？He described to us this testimony.
一方面，他说到这个见证乃是个大能的见证。
On one hand, he said this is a great testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这不光是外面那种表现。
It is not an outward manifestation.
这不光是一种的行为。
It is not an outward act.
或者是我们一种的生活。
Or a kind of way of life.
这乃是那个神的大能。
But this is the great power of God.
基督的见证在我们身上彰显出来的时候。
When the testimony of Christ has been manifested.
神的能力在这就表现出来了。
We see the power of God.
这是一个大能的见证。
This is a great mighty testimony.
这个能力就说出我们的主耶稣他已经胜过了死亡的权势。
And this testimony tells us that our Jesus Christ has already.
因着从死里复活，把不能朽坏的生命在释放出来。
Through resurrection, he has released the incorruptible life.
叫我们得着了这个生命。
So that we can inherit.
这个生命是神的生命。
And this is the life of God.
这个生命乃是不能朽坏的生命。
And this is the incorruptible life.
这个生命乃是大能的生命。
It is the powerful life.
所以当基督见证从我们身上在彰显出来的时候
，And when we see the manifestation of Christ,
那神的能力就要彰显出来了。
We also see his almighty power.
这是怎样的能力呢？第一，就是胜过死亡的能力。
First, this is the power that overcomes
death. 我们知道，没有一种能力是大过死亡的。
There's not a power greater than death.
除了复活大能之外
besides the resurrection,
没有一种力量能够胜过死亡。
There's no strength that can
overcome death. 主所给我们的生命乃是复活的生命。
But God has given us His resurrected life.
是胜过死亡的生命。
One that overcomes death.
这个生命也是得胜的生命。
This life is also a victorious life.
胜了死亡
it is not only overcome
也胜了所有一切黑暗的权势
it also overcome all the darkness
超过了一切执政掌权的
it is beyond all ruling power
也超过了所有有名称的
and any name that can be named
那这是超越的
and this is a superior
这个生命也是得胜的
and this is a victorious life
那么这生命在我们里头也是改变我们的生命
this life that is within us is also a transforming life
这是不能朽坏的生命
it is imperishable
它在里头一直在起那个发生变化
it continues to work
在起改变的作用
it continues to transform
不仅是改变我们的状况
not only transform
到了一个时候
But at the point
它也改变我们的身体，
叫我们整个
身体性质都要改变了。
So the nature of body shall be
changed. 就是我要知道，我们说的生命乃是大能的生命。
But we must know that this is almighty power.
今天主是要我们做这个见证。
And God wants us to bear this testimony.
让主耶稣大能从我们上彰显出来。
So that we can manifest the testimony of Christ.
许多时候我们会落在软弱里面。
Many times we're in weakness.
许多时候我们不知道该怎样向前的时候。
Many times we don't know how to move forward.
那个主的大能在我们里面。
And His almighty power.
多少 有时候我们觉得我们好像爬不起来了。
Many times we cannot stand up.
我们觉得软弱了。
We feel that
我们觉得不能够应付这个需要。
We cannot face the problem.
但是弟兄们，总要记得咱们里头有个大能。
But remember we have a power within us.
许多时候主把我们带到一种环境里面。
Sometimes God will bring us into a situation.
使我们好像四面受敌。
That we're faced with enemies on all four sides. We're perplexed.
使我们经历各种各样的压力。
And we encounter all kinds of pressure.
当我们在力不能胜的时候。
And when we cannot overcome.
我们要知道在里头有个我们有一个在我们里头有不能朽坏的生命。
We must know that we have this imperishable life within us.
这个生命乃是不能朽坏的。
And this life cannot be corrupted.
是死亡所不能摸着的。
And death cannot touch this life.
这个生命乃是大能的生命。
And this is the almighty life.
他在里头要改变我们。
It shall change us.
当我们启用这个大能的时候。
When we use this almighty power.
那生命那个大能从我们身上就彰显出来了。
And this power shall be revealed from us.
那这个生命也是荣美的。
And this life is also glorious.
显出了主耶稣的美丽。
It shows us the beauty of Jesus Christ.
给我们看见主耶稣的荣耀。
We also see His glory.
这个生命也是丰富的。
It is also abundant.
弟兄姊妹都记得在月柜里面有三样东西。
You remember there are three things in the Ark of God.
头一件东西就是我不知道你们记得不记得。
I don't know if you remember the three things.
那我说弟兄姊妹记得恐怕我里头倒是有点怀疑。
And now I have some doubt if you remember the three things.
稍微需要考一下。
So I need to test you.
头一件东西什么东西啊？
What's the first thing in the Ark of God?
啊？玛拿、法版，还有。两人杖、不错，感谢赞美主。你们
There is manna, the tablets,
那我就放心了。
And Aaron's rod.
那我先从头一件，亚伦发压力杖。
First is the Aaron's staff.
这个发压力杖就代表复活的生命。
And this staff represents the resurrected life.
这是一个手杖。
This is a staff.
这是砍下了一个杖。
It was taken from the.
那这是枯干的一个杖。
It's a dry.
等到在神的那个月柜跟前，那神那个摆到过了一天晚上。
And after it's been placed in the ark of God,
这个杖啊就发芽了。
The staff begins to bud.
并且开花了。
And it also bear fruit.
并且它结出果实来了。
It also bear fruit.
那什么意思呢？
What is that?
那说到复活的大能。
That tells us the resurrection power.
弟兄姊妹在月柜里头就亚伦发芽杖在那里。
And within the ark there's the staff of Aaron.
那就说出了那复活的大能。
And tells us the resurrection power.
弟兄姊妹，这就是主所托给我们的见证。
This is the testimony which God has
entrusted us. 啊，基督复活的能力在彰显。
That we manifest His resurrection life.
好，第二件事情。第二件东西。
The second thing.
有弟兄姊妹说法版。
Some mentioned is the
tablets. 什么是法版呢？
What are the tablets?
在法版上面写的那个十条诫命。
On the tablet is recorded the Ten Commandments.
我们光是知道十条诫命是个要求。
We all think the Ten Commandments is a request.
是在旧约里头神对以色列的那个要求。
It's a request God has for the Israelites.
是把十条诫命摆在他们的跟前。
God has placed before them the Ten Commandments.
让他们看见那个神的标准是怎样。
To let them see God's standard.
神他们身上的要求如何。
And what are God's requirements for them?
他们该遵守怎样的那个命令。
How they should abide these laws.
弟兄姊妹，这是一方面。
That's only one side.
另外一方面
，On the other side，
十条诫命也说到我们主耶稣基督那里性情。
The Ten Commandments also tells us the nature of Christ.
说到我们主耶稣基督的性格。
It tells us His character.
我们主耶稣他就是这样的一位。
He is such one.
他就是像十条诫命所给我们看见的。
He is what the Ten Commandments have described.
他就是那位圣洁的。
He is the holy one.
他就是那位公义的。
He is the righteous one.
他就是那位纯洁的。
He is the pure.
他就是那位谦卑的。
And he is humble.
所以弟兄姊妹，十条诫命那个属灵的意义是给我们看见我们主耶稣的他是怎样的一位。
And the spiritual meaning of the Ten Commandments describe Jesus Christ.
他的性情是何等美丽。
How beautiful His nature is.
他的生活是何等的荣耀。
How glorious His life is.
弟兄姊妹，十条诫命就说出了主耶稣的荣美。
My sister, the Ten Commandments tells us the beauty of Christ.
就今天神所托给我们就是主耶稣神儿子荣美的见证。
And today God also entrusts us with the beauty of His testimony.
把神的儿子们的美丽，把神儿子的美丽再表现出来。
The beauty of His Son.
再彰显出来。
To manifest and reveal.
第三，就弟兄这边所说的那个玛拿的金冠。
The third thing is the jar of manna.
那么玛拿是神在供应以色列人 生活在旷野的生活的需要。
And the manna is something God provided to the Israelites need in the wilderness.
天天在供应他们。
He provided daily.
差不多有40年之久的时间。
For about 40 years.
那就说出神的丰富。
It tells us God's abundance.
所以看见有40年之久的时间。
For about 40 years long.
每天供应那么多人的需要。
Every day he provided to the needs of so many people.
那你就知道这是何等的丰富了。
You know how abundant he is.
所以玛纳的经官就说出了神的丰富。
And so the jar of manna tells us the abundance of God. His provision is abundant.
是没有穷尽的。
It is unlimited.
是没有限量的。
It is unmeasurable.
能够应付我们一切的需要。
He can provide all needs.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的见证。
One sister, this is our testimony.
弟兄姊妹，神就把这个见证托付给他的儿女们。
And he also, God also entrusted us with this testimony.
我再说，神不是把别人托给我们。
Let me say this again. God did not entrust us with other things. He only entrusted with one thing.
耶稣基督的见证。
That is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
把主耶稣基督表现出来，那么彰显出来。
That we shall reveal him and also manifest him.
当神把约柜托给以色列人，托给利未人的时候。
When God has entrusted the Ark of God to the Levites.
他们一面在看守着约柜。
On one hand, they watch over the Ark.
不让这约柜在失去。
So that the Ark would not be lost.
另外一方面。
On the other hand.
他们也在肩负着约柜。
They also carry the Ark of God.
他们在抬着约柜。
They carried on the body.
约柜在表现出来，彰显出来。
To manifest and reveal the Ark.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天所负的责任。
My sister, this is the responsibility.
主把这个见证托付给我们。
God also entrusted us.
我们有没有持守住这个见证？
Have we keep this?
还是我们失去了这个见证呢？
Or we have lost it already.
我们或者落在这里，落在那里。
Maybe we are lost in any.
可能我们落在许多很好的那个属灵事物里面。
Maybe we're even lost in many good spiritual.
但这些事物并不是神儿子的见证。
But all those things are not the testimony of God.
这不过是一些制度就是了。
They're just statutes.
这不过是一些的方法就是了。
They're just methods.
这不过是一些的教训就是了。
They're just teachings.
这又不是神儿子的见证。
But they're not the testimony of God.
弟兄们，我们有没有持守住那个神儿子的见证？
Have we kept the testimony of God?
不让这个见证随便的失掉。
So that we will not lose it.
第二，我们有没有把这个见证再负起责任来？
Second, are we responsible for his
testimony? 我们有没有在这个把这见证再彰显出来？
Have we manifest his testimony?
我们都该看见主所托给我们说我们什么？
We all need to know what God has entrusted
us. 我们也应该在负起这个责任来。
We also need to take up the responsibility.
像利未人在负起责任一样。
Just like the Levites.
弟兄姊妹。不管是我们得救多年或者刚刚蒙恩得救
No matter how many years we have been saved
我们都该知道我们都该负起个责任
We all need to carry on this testimony
就负起
A responsibility
主耶稣见证的责任
And that is responsibility
无论是在教会中间也好在教会里面也好
In church
或者是在家庭里面也好
Or at home
或者在我们工作地方也好
Or even at our workplace
无论在什么地方我们知道我们是有托付的人
No matter whereWe need to know our interest.
我们虽然有个责任。
We have a responsibility.
弟兄们，我们的责任那是把主耶稣的表现出来。
And our responsibility is to manifest Jesus.
让人引导我们的缘故，看见我们主耶稣。
So through us, men can see Christ.
能够认识我们的主耶稣。
And they can know Jesus.
我们都该负起这个责任来的。
We all need to bear this responsibility.
那也许我们以为说，那我们好像那个我们还很幼小。
Maybe you think that I'm just
或者是我没有力量接受这个托付。
Oh, I don't have enough strength to bear this responsibility.
在那个历代志上十五章那里又说到一句话。
In First Chronicle chapter 15 tells us something.
他说到当利未人他们负起这个责任的时候。
When the Levites bear their responsibility.
他们在那去抬那约柜的时候。
When they went and bear carry the ark.
那神就施恩给他们。
God bless them.
把恩典赐给他们。
Give them blessing.
使他们能够负起这个责任来。
So that they're able to carry their responsibility.
我们虽然是我们虽然是不能。
Even though we're unable.
那是神的恩典呢。
But God's grace is able.
弟兄姊妹，当我们肯负这个责任，
when we are willing to be
responsible, 我们有心愿负这个责任，
when we have the will,
要把主耶稣表现出来，
to manifest Jesus Christ,
彰显出来，
to reveal him,
给人看见我们主是怎样的一位，
to show people who he is.
弟兄姊妹，当我们有这样的心愿，
when we have this will in our hearts,
我们就可以取用神所给我们的恩典，
then we can use the grace that God has provided for us.
主的恩典能够成全这件事情，
and his grace shall accomplish your will.
我们常常有一个观念，
We often have this misconception.
我们以为说我们得到恩典了。
We think that we have already
我们有了力量了。
We have strength.
或者我们心情有点改变了。
Or we have some changes in our life.
我们才能够负责任。
And then we can be responsible.
像我们今天这样的光景啊。
With my condition today.
那我们怎么能够负责任呢？
How can I be responsible for anything?
这是我们一般的观念。
This is our misconception.
我自己也是这样。
I was the same way.
当蒙恩得救不久的时候。
When I was just saved.
那时候有弟兄让我在那个做一点得救的见证。
A brother had asked me to give some testimony of my salvation.
那我看看我自己光景啊，这不太行。
I look at myself and I say, no, I'm not qualified.
那我就说，哎，现在我不能做见证。
So I said, I cannot do it now.
过一段时间的好。
After a while,
我想过段时间之后，我的光景就好起来了。
I think after a while I will be good.
我那时候就有力量了。
And I will have strength.
那么就可以为主做见证了。
And then I can bear testimony for God.
但是那个叫我非常失望。
But I was greatly disappointed.
过了一段时间了。
After a while,
看看自己光景啊，还赶不上前一段时间了。
I examined myself and I was.Was it any better than before?
那是更不能做见证了。
And I cannot bear testimony.
所以常常在那推辞。
So I often give excuse.
怕你再过一段时间。
Give me some more time.
我怕我再过一段时间就好起来了。
And because I shall be better after a while.
那我那时候可以做见证了。
And then I can give testimony.
就是我们的思想和神的思想不一样。
But sister, our thoughts are different than God's
thoughts. 我们做法和神的做法不一样的。
And our methods are different than God's.
我们总是盼望我们有了力量之后。
We always hope that after I have strength.
我们才来为主做见证。
Then I will bear test
我们才来负责任。
Then I will be responsible.
那主乃是给我们看见。
But God shows us.
当我们肯负起责任的时候。
When we are willing to be responsible.
那神就加给我们力量。
Then He will ask us.
让我们有这样的心愿。
When we have a will.
我们愿意为主做见证。
That we want to bear His testimony.
我们愿意负起的责任来。
We want to be responsible. 弟兄姊妹，
我们就看见神给我们的恩典是够我们所使用的。
And then we see His grace is sufficient for me.
我们就可以使用这个恩典。
I can use
this grace. 享受这个恩典。
And enjoy
the 我们可以做我们所不能做的。
And I can do what I cannot do.
我们所不能过的生活。
And live a life which I cannot live.
我相信我们中间有弟兄姊妹也有会有这样经验的。
I'm sure that we have brothers and sisters who have the same experience.
有的时候觉得实在是太软弱。
Sometimes we truly felt that we're weak.
或者是身体或者是灵性的软弱。
Maybe it's weak spiritual sense.
或者是那个身体的软弱。
Or physical sense.
比方说有一次我这是我记得对不起你说到我自己事情。
Excuse me, I have to give my own testimony again.
有一次我这个那天晚上就没有睡好觉。
And one night I did not have a very good sleep.
那差不多四点钟啊还不到一点。就醒过来了。
And before 4 o'clock in the morning, I was already awoken.
再也睡不着了。
And I cannot go back to sleep.
晚上睡得也很晚。
And that night, I went to sleep very late.
早晨呢，这个醒得又很早。
And I woke up very early in the morning.
我就心里头就很着急。
And I was very worried.
那我说，那这样第二天早晨怎么，第二天上午怎么讲道呢？
And I said, how can I preach the next morning?
这个头脑啊，一定是糊里糊涂的。
Because my mind will probably be confused.
没办法应付这个戏啊。
And I cannot meet me.
责任已经托付给我了。
But the responsibility was already on my shoulders.
他们是要我在那讲。
And the brothers has already asked me to speak in the meeting.
那我就负起这个责任，我就只好负起这个责任了。
And I have to bear the responsibility.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我在主面仰望主的时候
，When I look up to the Lord，
就看见那个主的主那个。在我们里头那个生命的能力，那是复活的大，那是复活的能力。
Then I realized the inner life that is within us is the resurrected life.
我就取用这个能力。
And I use this life.
弟兄姊妹，那个能力从里头就彰显出来。
And the life manifested.
那天不仅是头脑清楚。
That day I had very clear mind.
比平常还要更清楚一点。
It was clearer than other times.
做我所不能做的事情。
And I can do things which I cannot do.
弟兄姊妹，不是我所做的。
I know I have not done this.
但是主的恩典都是在我里面。
But it's God's grace.
弟兄姊妹，这就给我看见一件事。
But it's just this shows us.
虽然是很小的一件事情。
Even though this is very small.
但给我看见原则确实非常重要。
But the principle is important.
我们若是肯在那负起这责任来。
If we're willing to bear
responsibility. 我们若是肯为着主做见证。
If we're willing to bear testimony for Christ.
主的恩典就供应我们。
His grace shall supply ours. 叫我们
能够在为主做见证。
So that causes us to be able.
叫我们能够表现我们所不能表现的。
Causes us to be able to do what we cannot do.
我们所不能过的生活。
And live a life which we cannot live.
我们的侍奉就是我们的力量。
Our ministry is our strength.
什么时候我们肯答应主？
Whenever we will agree to God,
什么时候恩典在我们身上就彰显出来了？
Whenever we see the manifestation of His grace.
那另外一方面，
on the other hand,
那么这些利未人，他们也不都是每个人都是抬月柜的。
Not all the Levites carry the ark of God.
有的人是抬月柜的。
Some carry the ark of God.
还有人呢是抬别的东西的。
Some carry other items.
那比方说是利未人，他们有三个支派。
For example, the Levites have three tribes.
那么哥辖的支派呢？他们是抬月柜的。
The tribe of Gershon, they carry the ark.
大概我记得不错的话。
If I remember correctly, that's their
work. 那么还有格顺的支派。
And there was another tribe called.
他们不是抬月柜的。
And they don't carry the ark.
他们乃是抬月柜的那些个上边那些的帐幕这个幕幔。
They carry all the curtains,
或者是那些门帘
or all the
或者是门帘
all the drapes.
那么或者是那个在至圣所和圣所中间那一个幔子
or they carry the inner veils.
那么他们所抬的是这些东西。
That's the tribe of Kohath that they carry.
还有那四围所围的那些外院子里头的那些围子。
And all the curtains that drapes around the altar court.
不是抬月柜的。
They don't carry the ark of God.
他们是抬这些东西的。
But they carry all these other things.
还有着那个一个支派。
There's a third tribe.
那是米拉利支派。
It's called the tribe of Merari.
他们是抬比较重一点东西。
They carry heavier items.
他们抬的是那个柱子。
They carry all the pillars.
或者下面是带卯的座。
Or they carry all the seats.
那么或者是那个板子。
Or they carry all the boards.
或者是把板子连起来的那个栓。
And all the rods that connected all the boards.
那么这些虽然是木头做的。
Even though these are all made of wood.
但是都是有的是用金带包裹起来的。
But a lot of them are covered with gold.
那并且那个带卯的座呀。
And also the seat.
那是很重很笨重的。
It is very cumbersome.
但是这些必须有人在那儿抬才可以。
But someone has to move them.
他们是抬这些东西的。
And these are the household that carry these things.
他们所做的工作不一样。
Even though their works are different.
他们所负的责任不同。
Their responsibilities are different.
但是他们主要的一件事都是为了月柜的。
But the main thing is all for the ark.
这个月柜乃是这一切事物的中心。
The ark is the center of all things.
若是没有月柜的话
，without the ark，
那个会幕是空的。
The tabernacle will be empty.
这个会幕的中心呢，就在月柜。
The center of the tabernacle is the ark.
月柜就是给我们看见神的同在。
The ark of God gave us the presence of God.
月柜就说到主耶稣的见证。
And it tells us the testimony of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们说到一切的侍奉。
But it's all the ministry that we do today.
无论是这个工作那个工作。
Maybe it's this ministry or that ministry.
我们在教会当中每一个事奉每一件事情都是以主的见证为中心。
Every ministry is centered around the testimony.
乃是为了主的见证的。
It is for His testimony.
很可能我们做一点招待的工作。
Maybe we just do ushering.
但是我们做招待乃是为了主的见证。
But ushering is for the glory of God.
也很可能我们是做点整洁的工作。
Maybe we just do clean up work.
那么这个比较笨重一点了。
And this is more cumbersome work.
但是这个是不能缺少的。
But this work cannot be lost.
因为这个也是为了主的见证。
Because this is also for the testimony of God.
假如这个米拉利啊，他们不抬这些柱子的话。
If these Merarites will not carry them.
这些带卯座他们太重了。
And because they say these are too heavy.
他们就放弃他们责任了。
And they let go their responsibility.
那么等到月柜要等到这个会幕要支搭要支搭起来的时候啊。
And when they had to set up the tabernacle again.
你看见柱子也没有。
You see that they will be out with the seats and the pillars.
这个会幕怎么支搭起来？
And how can they set up the tabernacle?
怎么能够把月柜摆在会幕里面？
How can they place the ark within the tabernacle?
弟兄姊妹，虽然他们所做的工作是不相同的，
Even though the function of their work is different,
但是他们的工作都是为了月柜。
But it's all for the tabernacle,
for the ark of God. 月柜得到一个安息的所在。
So that they can have a resting place for the ark.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在教会当中，
Brother and sister, today we are in the church. We have all kinds of ministries.
有的弟兄这边是领诗歌，有弟兄们是领诗歌的。
Some brothers lead singing.
那么有的是做看望工作的。
Some does visitation.
有的或者做整洁的。
Some do cleaning.
有的或者是做招待的。
Or do ushering.
有的或者做这件事做那一件事情的。
Maybe you do this or that.
弟兄们，我们所做的事情虽然不同。
Even though our works are different.
我们所负的责任不一样。
Our responsibility is different.
但是我们的中心却是一个。
But our center is the
same. 我们目的却是一个，乃是让主的见证在彰显出来。我们所一切的侍奉都是为了主耶稣的见证。
All works are for the testimony.
让我们的主那得到表现，得到彰显。
May he be manifested.
所以当最近我们弟兄们在那发了一个这个侍奉的心愿表。
And recently our brother passed on to us a ministry wish list.
那希望弟兄姊妹把这个心愿表在填好。
And so that everyone can fill out their will for God.
但是差不多一个月快还几好几个礼拜还都没有交回来。
And many people did not return them back for many weeks.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为是我们所做的工作好像是件小的事情。
Do not think that your ministry is small.
我不过有点心愿做招待就是了。
I just want to be an usher.
我不过有点心愿做整洁就是。
I just want to do clean up work.
但知道我们所做的乃是为着主的见证。
We must realize what we do is for the testimony of God.
那这个我。或者是我举一个实在例子。
Let me give you another example.
那么从前在一个地方那聚会，在一个地方的聚会。
In the past, I met in another place.
那么在那里很有主的工作。
And there is full of God's work.
有一位太太啊，有一位太太蒙恩得救了。
And there was a sister who was saved.
她得救之后，那么是非常爱主。
She loved the Lord very much.
那从前的时候，她还没有得救，但实在那时候实在不大像样子。
And before she was saved, she was really not a very good person.
她是生在一个很有钱的家庭里面。
She is from a very rich family.
生活上要比较放肆，比较这个野一点。
She lived a very loose life.
她虽然是不是多不是放肆啊，但是比较野一点。
She just lived wildlife.
比方说，那么她告诉我们说。
For example, she tells us.
她在开汽车呀，都开着吉普车。
She will always drive a jeep.
那个开着吉普车呀，她是一个这个常常是这个一个脚跨在外头的。
And when she was driving, one of her legs will be outside the jeep.
啊，你就知道这个开汽车不守规矩。
You know that she doesn't really abide the law.
她说有一次她去脚踏车的时候啊。
Once she was riding a bicycle.
有个人实在不识相。
And one person didn't know any better.
那么就来追她。
And was chasing after her.
好，来追我。
And she said, "Okay, fine, you can chase me."
他就故意要给他追杀。
And she let the person caught up.
然后他骑快一点。
And then she rode very fast.
那么这个人再快骑。
And so this person also gained up.
那么他再骑慢一点。
And she was rode slower.
这个人又骑慢一点。
And this person will rode slower.
那么到时候他就故意给他追上去了。
And at the end, she let the person caught.
然后他这个脚是一踢呀。
And then she kicked the other bike.
就把这个人连车连人带车都踢翻掉了。
And so the entire bike and the person.
然后
他
就一溜烟就跑掉了。
And then she left.
你想想看，那么这位太太这位太太是很难办的哈。
You can tell that she was a difficult person to deal with.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
他们能得救了。
She was saved.
整个人改变了。
She was totally changed.
爱得不得了。
She loved the Lord very much.
每次聚会都参加聚会。
She attended all the meetings.
每天早晨在那守真宫祷告。
Every morning he keeps the morning watch.
当祷告遇见主，一面又哭又笑了。
And when she met the Lord, she would cry and laugh.
先生是个军人。
Her husband is in the military.
这个军人实在觉得他是有点感觉受不了了。
And he could not stand her.
因为他在家里享受不到家庭的生活了。
Because he can no longer enjoy a good life.
是完全归给耶稣了。
His wife's heart is totally for the Lord now.
到了聚会的时候都是跑去聚会。
And when she went to the meeting, at the time of meeting, she will go to all meetings. Her husband was not a believer yet. Of course, he's not willing to go. And one day he was very upset.
他想来想去,
and he thought about it, it's the minister's fault.
你看他的话吧, 啊, 我太太就迷惑到个地步啊,
it's his words that enticed my wife.
成了耶稣迷了,
and now she's a Jesus freak.
他有天就非去打这个传道人,
and one day he wanted to go and beat up the minister.
礼拜天早晨呢,
and he chose a Sunday morning.
那么他就想想看他们时间差不多。
And he looked at the time is almost up.
他就穿着睡衣跑到教会去了。
He was still wearing his pajamas and he ran to the meeting place.
他主要要去打这个传道人。
He wanted to go beat up the minister.
让他一进到这个门口。
When he entered into the door,
我们坐招待厅就给他鞠躬。
Our ushers just bowed to him.
就请他。 坐在里面,
and ask him to sit down.
他就坐在后面,
so he sat in the back row. And he thought, how am I going to beat up
this
minister? I cannot do it now.
等散会之后去打他,
but after the meeting's over,
他听他,
I can do it.
在那儿唱诗歌,
and they heard him singing. And while he was listening, he has no heart to listen.
在那里头,
but one thing continued to touch him. He has a strange feeling.
你看看这班人,
look at these people.
他们是这样的谦卑,
they're so humble.
他们是这样的, 那个柔和,
they're so gentle.
这样的充满了爱心,
and full of love.
你再看你的样子,
and look at yourself.
当他看见自己光景时候,
and when he examines himself, he was really ashamed.
哎呀, 这一本实在是, 梦的光照,
and his heart was enlightened.
所以等到散会之后,
and after meeting,
他就跑到讲台前面去,
and he went up to the podium,
他就握着传道人的手,
and he shook the minister's hand.
他本来我是要来打你的,
he says, I was going to come and beat you up.
就是因为你们这个招待的弟兄啊,
and but because you're usher brother,
叫我的心受了感动了,
he truly moved my heart.
他要信主,
and he says, I want to believe in God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不要看事情是大的事或小的事,
do not think it's a great thing or small thing.
每一件事情都是为了主的见证。
Everything is for the testimony of Christ.
把主耶稣各方面表明出来。
To represent Christ in every aspect.
让人看见我们。
I can only tell you simply.
第一点, 利未人他们必须到30岁, 他们才能有资格来侍奉神。
First, the Levites must be 30 before he can serve God. Even though they're born as a Levite, but they must grow to 30s of age. At that time, Israelites can become a soldier when he turns to 20. They can go to the battlefield. But only when you become 30, you can come serve the Lord. This tells us when you want to serve the Lord, you must be able to bear the spiritual responsibility. You must be a mature man. You cannot be a baby. If you are like the church of Corinth, they are just babes. They are very fleshly. They cannot bear testimony. Just like our brother shared, if we continue to be a man, we can only drink milk. We cannot eat solid food. Then we cannot bear testimony for God. We must grow to maturity. We must grow up.
一方面我们要负起责任来,
on one hand we need to be responsible.
我们看见主的恩典要供应我们一切的需要,
and we know that God's grace shall provide all our needs, so that we can be his testimony.
另外一方面,
on the other hand,
我们需要在属灵层面要追求,
we need to pursue spiritually.
我们要有长进,
we need to grow up spiritually.
不能一直停留在婴孩的阶段,
we cannot continue to stay at a baby stage. We must grow up.
这头一件事情,
this is the first thing.
第二件事情,
the second,
利未人他们是忠心的,
Levites are faithful.
神为什么拣选他们侍奉神?
Why God had chosen the Levites to serve him? In the beginning, God's will is for all Israelites to serve him.
以色列人失败的时候,
after Israelites fail,
神就特别把利未人在那拣选出来,
God has specially chosen the Levites.
他们也有失败,
they also fail.
他们也有软弱,
they also have weaknesses.
但他们在主面前蒙了光照,
but their heart was enlightened before God.
他们的
后悔，并不是那个这个悔改。
And they repented before God.
回到神的面前。
And returned back to God.
站在神这一面。
They stood on God's side.
为了神的荣耀。
For God's glory.
为了神的利益。
For God's benefit.
不顾一切的牺牲。
They don't count their loss.
就是他们说最爱的。
Even what they love,
他们说最宝贝的
，Even what they treasure,
他们都肯当舍弃的
，They're willing to let go.
这他们乃是为了向着主忠心的一般人
，They are people who are faithful.
我们要做主的见证
，If we want to be testimony,
我们必须要做忠心的人
，We must be faithful.
还不是说我们怎样聪明
，It doesn't matter how smart or wise we are.
也不是说我们是怎样好的一般人
，Or how good we are.
主乃是得到一般忠心的人
，God wants to obtain people who are faithful.
他们就是向着主是忠心。
That they are faithful to God.
不是向着人在忠心
，Not faithful to man.
乃是向着主是忠心的
，But faithful to God.
为了主的缘故
，For God's sake.
为了主的荣耀
，For God's glory.
为了主的利益
，And for God's benefit.
什么东西都可以放下
，They can forsake all.
他们只有一件事
，There's only one thing.
让主的心得着满足
，They want to please God.
那么这般人向着主忠心
，These people are faithful to Him.
那第三件事情
，The third thing.
他们的侍奉是和神在那是相近的。
Their service is very close.
他们和神的关系是哪紧密
？And their relationship with God is intimate.
他们是常常那个活在那个圣殿的那个会幕里面。
They often live in the tabernacle.
他们是和神的关系紧密。
They are very close.
所以我们若是要做主的见证
，If you want to be testimony,
我们也需要常常和主在一起的。
We also need to be with God.
我现在早晨守晨更时候，我们要亲近主。
In the morning, when we keep our morning watch, we draw
close to Him. 随时随地，我们都学习一件事情。
But every time of day, we need to learn one thing.
活在主的面前。
To live before His presence.
亲近主。
Draw close to Him.
有人我们说，我们该怎样不住的祷告呢
？Some people ask us, how can we continue to pray?
这个需要我们在那儿操练呢。
This is something we need to exercise.
工作到一个时候。
When we work to the point.
或者我们疲倦了。
Or we're tired.
或者我们有点累了。
Or maybe we want to take a break.
你就稍微停一下。
Just stop for a moment.
回到里面来亲近主。
Turn back to God and draw close to Him.
有一班青年弟兄姊妹。
There was a group of young brothers.
有年长的姊妹在那儿教导他们。
And an elderly sister was teaching them.
你们要学习靠主。
You need to learn to lean on Him.
当你们读书读累的时候
，When you study and you're tired.
或你们在 run computer run 的头昏眼花的时候
，Or when you're running the computers and you're confused.
那这个时候你就靠主耶稣。
This is the moment you lean on God.
他们就学会了秘诀。
And they learn the secret.
常常的靠主。
They often lean on Him.
弟兄们要学习这件事情。
But sister, we need to learn this.
和主有紧密的关系。
To have an intimate relationship with God.
第四件事情。
Fourth thing.
他们是一主做他们的供应。
God is their provider.
做他们的源头。
God is their source.
利未人他们没有产业。
Levites has no inheritance.
每一个支派，以色列每个支派都有产业。
All the other tribes of Israel have inheritance.
没有产业。
But they don't have anything.
弟兄姊妹，他们的产业。
Their heritage.
就是神自己。
It's God himself.
神耶和华神就是他们的产业。
God himself is their heritage.
神说给他们不是外面的一切的事物。
God did not give them material things.
神说给他们是把他自己给他们。
But God gave himself to them.
神自己是他们的产业。
And God Himself is their heritage.
所以他们的源头就是神的自己。
And their source is God.
他们的供应就是神的自己。
Their provision comes from God.
他们的智慧就是神的自己。
And their wisdom comes from God.
他们力量就是神自己。
Their strength is God.
神自己做了他们的源头。
God Himself becomes their source. Become their provider.
他们是依靠神的。
They rely upon Him.
只有这样的人。
Only these people.
他们才能为主做见证。
They can bear testimony.
才能把主所表现出来。
And they can manifest Jesus Christ.
但愿让我们都能够负起责任来。
I hope we can all bear responsibility.
无论是我有心愿的哪一方面服侍主。
No matter in which area you want to be responsible.
我们要知道，我们都是为了主耶稣的见证。
We need to know it is all for God's testimony.
让主耶稣借着各样事物把自己表明出来。
So through all things we can manifest the Lord.
让我成为一个立位人。
And let us become leaders.
负起我们该负的责任。
Bear the responsibility that's entrusted to us.